Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's a cure of Friday. I'm in love. Coming up in a minute, we've got one of our Euro Action 95 updates. All this week, we're giving you details, the lowdown, in fact, on jobs, training, and your rights at work in the UK and the rest of Europe. We have a special line that you can call as well. More information on that coming up. And a Euro Action 95 update on the way this morning. It's going to be tough to decide who is the sad kid of the day, so we've got some brilliant ones coming in. And someone else in the news today who could be nominated is a guy called Jeff Sanders. He spends so much time on planes that he's found that the only way he can sleep now is by being in an airline, in an airline seat. His body's got so used to being in that horrible cramped position. Goodness knows why. I find it really hard to sleep on planes. Now he's bought himself a £3,000 jumbo seat for his home so he can get a good night's sleep. That is tragic. What if he has those awful airline meals as well at night? That's Maria Rowe and Sexual. It's 6:15. Good morning. This is Radio 1 and time to find out what's happening out there. Right, weather this morning. Most places are going to have a dry, sunny day, which is good news. A brisk wind and showers in the southwest later. On the roads this morning, the M63 is closed both ways, junctions 9 to 12, North End into Stockport. The M5 junction 16, the contraflow is being extended south to junction 19. And the southbound junction 16 entry is closed. And the M6 junctions 11 to 12 are busy. That's what's happening on the way in. Right, we're going to pick the sad git of the day in just a minute. So if you send one of your faxes, stand by. It could be you that gets nominated. That's Honey Kamosi, and here comes Hot Step. It's coming up to 10 to 6.
And now, the Sad Git of the Night Award.
Who will the sad git be today? Well, the sad git has to be actually someone who probably didn't quite mean to be quite as such a sad git as they really are. It's Crystal from Harrogate. Well done, Crystal. Crystal sent us a fax to tell us why she's a sad git of the night, but she's faxed the fax paper the wrong way up. So all we've got is a blank piece of paper. Well done, Crystal. Thank you very much for that. And also Alex Douglas from Lighthorn in Warwick, who says, Dave, I'm the sad git of the day because I'm 15. Hey? I've got to hand in my GCSE design and technology coursework in 2.5 hours' time. I've been up all night trying to finish it off, and it's not happening. Wish me luck. So good luck to Alex, and well done to Crystal for sending us a completely blank piece of fax paper.
Dave Pearce, 97 to 99.
Just one of those kind of days, Crystal. Thank you for your facts. It's coming up to 10 to 6. Radio 1 with the best music, 5 to 6. That's Oasis, some might say. Chris Evans up at 6:30 this morning. Stars in the news, we'll be having a look at them a bit later on. There's a good story on Brad Pitt. If you're a Brad Pitt fan, listen up. M People in the news this morning. Also, former Playboy model Lisa Boyle. We'll find out what she's up to in Stars in the news in the next 20 minutes. We're also looking for people to play Good Night, Good Morning this morning. What we need is two contestants. We need somebody who's finishing a night shift, somebody who's been up all night, and somebody who's just got up. We want to find out who is the most awake. Is it the people who have been up all night, or is it the people who are just getting up? And we call it Good Night, Good Morning. Now, if you missed it yesterday, here's how you play. We'd like to name the Eddie who was so bad at his sport, he became a household name. George.
Eddie the Eagle.
Yes. Which boy group put Walthamstow on the music map?
Good morning.
Amanda.
East 17.
Yes. True or false? In ancient times, winning athletes at the Olympic Games won a clay pot. Is that true or false?
It's true.
It's not. It's false. They won a wreath, usually on an olive wreath. Gary Barlow is a member of which group?
Good morning.
Good morning, got it first.
Tip that.
Correct. Which former Bond star stars in the new movie Just Cause?
Good morning.
I think it was Good Night first, sir.
Yeah, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is correct. True or false, Finland has more than 55,000 lakes.
Good night.
Good night, George.
That's false.
It's not, it's true. Is the Bowery a part of the Elbow, one of REM's singles, or a place in New York?
Good night.
George.
It's a place in New York.
It is. True or false? Mick Jagger is in hospital in Los Angeles this week having a bottom tuck. Is that true or is that false?
Good morning.
Good morning.
False.
It is false. You're right. So, that's all you got to do. You've got to prove whether you're the most awake. Now, we had a draw yesterday, which was a bit bizarre, because we want to find out at the end of the week, who is the most awake? Is it the people that have been up all night, or is it the people that are just getting up? If you want to play it, good night, good morning. All you've got to do is give us a call now. Call free at Radio 1 on 0500 110 100. That's 0500 110 100. If you want to play, good night, good morning.
Euroaction 95.
I'm in a recession now. There's all these rumours coming in of redundancies.
Euroaction 95 on Radio 1.
Dave Pearce. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Earcheckdownloads.com.